campaign season, it is remarkable that the bill got as far as it did. Each party wanted a solution that would not introduce a wild card into the campaign. Neither party wanted a solution which would concede to the other party the Hispanic vote, now or in the future. Thus, the remarkable spectacle of President Bush and Senator Kennedy joining together to back an immigration bill. The bill was not going to attempt the impossibly inhumane task of sending settled, existing illegal immigrants back to Mexico. To ease the sting of the charge of amnesty, it required them to surmount some exacting hurdles before they would be entitled to permanent residency or citizenship. It was to put an end to illegal border crossings. It was to establish a personal identification system which would efficiently advise employers of applicants' eligibility for employment. It was to emphasize education and skills rather than family relationships in determining eligibility for lawful immigration. And finally, and this was probably the Achilles heel of the proposal, it was to allow temporary work permits to immigrants in order for them to do work for which American employers have a vital need. The immigration problem must be revisited, and soon. I am Richard Jenks.
2 Minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich, dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. To get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart, call your local Longevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comment.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080, 831-479-1080.
And it's the Radiance and Chocolate Hour with me, Sophie Winnick.
And Melissa Stone.
And just in case anybody didn't hear this from me in person yesterday, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yeah, I hope you had a great Father's Day.
I didn't see you yesterday.
Did
and
you
besides,
have a good
I'm
one?
Not a father.
Well, that's why you don't count. But we love you anyway.
Yeah, right.
So I hope everybody had a great week. I did. The weather has finally cooled off a little bit. Thank God.
Yes, that is nice.
So what are we talking about today, Melissa?
So today we're talking about facts and myths of sleep and dreaming. And I have a friend of mine, Tracy Kahn, here. She has a PhD, and she'll give you a little bit more of her background. Tracy.
Well, thank you, Melissa and Sophie. It's really a pleasure to be here and to have this opportunity to talk with you and the listeners, perhaps, about sleep and dreaming. Yes, I am a psychology professor at Santa Clara University. I've been there since 1990. I am the director of the Santa Clara University Human Sleep Cognition Lab, where I look at how the mind functions in sleep and waking, and also look at how sleep loss affects performance and mood.
That's important. That's a big one. Very important. Because we just don't value sleep in this culture. Let's just get right into that.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my finger. I guess that the American culture is that it's the first thing to go. It's a badge of honor.
Well, you know, lack
not
of sleep
to get any
hasn't
sleep.
Affected me at all.
I beg to
no
differ.
Response to that.
I beg to differ. So let's get
Wait,
right
what did
into
you say?
This.
Wait, Billy, you said you haven't slept since 1963?
Well, it only seems like that.
I wasn't born then. Thank you
told
very much.
Someone I. turns on the television and said, I'm gone. I don't remember it.
My husband does the same thing. But I slept really, really well last night. and I'm one of these people who absolutely needs 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Otherwise, I'm a mess. And you know what? I used to feel really guilty about that because my husband doesn't sleep at all, and he seems to be fine, doesn't need any coffee or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I am a mess. If I get below about 7 hours of sleep, I am not very functional, and I'm starving all day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what is one of the myths about sleep?
Well, the notion that we all need the same amount of sleep, first of all, that you hear, oh, we need 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. That's rather like saying that everyone should wear a size medium T-shirt.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I can function on 6 hours.
Yeah, so you people know? Do need different amounts of sleep in order to function what we say optimally mm-hmm. during the day. And that's really the way to tell whether you're getting enough sleep or not is how you feel during the day. And so if you are a person who can go throughout the day, feel a good mood, physically functioning well, and not be sleepy in the middle of the afternoon.
Not need that pick-me-up Starbucks cup of
coffee. Then you're the person who is actually getting the amount of sleep that you need. But if in the middle of the afternoon, which there is a little dip in alertness naturally, but if you do not feel the strong drive to lay down and go to sleep, and you don't need the chocolate or the coffee or right. the loud music, then you're actually getting as much sleep as you need. But on the other hand, if when you sit down in the afternoon, you nod off or you want to nod off, then you're not getting as much sleep as you actually need.
Okay. So, because my husband has been one of these people who does not need as much sleep as I do. Mm-hmm. He gets much less, and yet he's not tired during the day. But the thing I notice about him is that as soon as he comes home in the evening, if we start watching TV, he's asleep. He's snoring, and he denies it, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, then he is probably not getting enough. Quite as much sleep as he would really need to retain that alertness and mm-hmm. awareness throughout the day.
Yeah, but once again, there comes this whole attitude of, I don't need it.
Right.
And especially with men.
But you do need it. That's how the body rejuvenates and how it heals itself. And, you know, you need yeah. that.
And when we lose, a lot of things happen when we do lose sleep and we accrue what's called a sleep debt, which is a term that Bill DeMant of Stanford University coined. When we don't get as much sleep as we actually need, then we accrue the sleep debt and it builds and builds. And one of the first things that goes when we have a high sleep debt is concentration. Mm-hmm. So our ability to focus and also to solve problems, to retain material in short-term memory. Our mood becomes compromised. We get kind of crabby, mm-hmm. irritable. And over time, we, through building this sleep debt, can have significant problems with things like problem solving. It also suppresses the immune system. And so when you don't get enough sleep for a period of time, you are more susceptible to illness, mm-hmm. disease, and the like. And so if you think about the trade-off between performance, which you think you're increasing by not sleeping so much, you have more time to work. But if you trade that against the time that you lose because you got sick, you got the flu,
right.
whatever, because you had lost sleep, suppressed your immune system, got sick, it kind of, it not only doesn't balance out, but you would have been better off to have gotten as much sleep as you needed, not got sick in the first place.
Right.
And maximized your performance during the time that you're awake.
Right.
So that sounds like college students are
right.
basically
yes,
pulling the all-nighters.
We have this
which
conversation
done.
A lot in my classes. I do yeah. teach a course in sleep and dreaming and have for about 15 years now. And they often take away from their sleep
right.
in order to maximize their time for their social activities, for their studies, for their volunteer work and so forth. And we do talk about what happens when you don't sleep enough, and particularly for their mental functioning and learning new material, sleep is also very important for assimilating right. memories. So if you want to build new memory, you want to acquire complex new information, the best way to support that is through good, solid sleep. And we're finding now that the different sleep stages, both REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, and non-REM sleep, slow-wave sleep, are very important for the formation of new memories, different kinds of memories, but nevertheless very important. So the worst thing that the students do, can do,
right.
is to stay up all night and think that they're going to perform well on their exams the next day. Not only have they not given themselves a chance to consolidate or form these new memories, but they've accrued this sleep debt, and now they're likely to fall asleep in the middle of the exam, or their attention falters because, again, the concentration, the ability to attend, is the first thing that goes right. when you lose
can
sleep.
Can you bank sleep?
Well, no. You cannot bank sleep.
But how do you get yourself out of a sleep debt situation?
You pay it back slowly. And you can either add a little bit of sleep, usually a half hour or thereabouts, any given night or to each night. You can also use napping, compensatory napping as it's called, or power napping.
Like 20-minute, 30-minute nap
in the middle of the day, not so close to your typical sleep time that it would displace your
right.
time to bed. You want to not nap over long because that will then displace your sleep time in the evening, and that will disrupt the circadian rhythm, which is another important thing that we don't often think about, is the regularity of the time that we're sleeping or awake, which needs to be solidified and regularized so that your body knows that this is the time to be awake or this is the time to be asleep. And if you are displacing the time awake or the sleep time too much, then your body gets confused. There are mm-hmm. lots of clocks, biological clocks, that have to be synchronized. And when we desynchronize those, then the body doesn't know whether it's, you know, is this a time to be awake or a time to be asleep?
Right.
And we end up in this perpetual twilight zone. And that's why we feel sort of crummy on Monday morning if we've slept in on Saturday or Sunday. We think, oh, I'm paying back my sleep debt. But really,
right.
you're not paying back that much of your sleep debt, first of all. And secondly, you're displacing your sleep time or you're disrupting those clock mechanisms.
Right.
So if you think, well, what's one thing that I could do to support my biological clocks and the regularity of them is to get up at the same time every morning. That seems to be more important than going to bed at the same time every morning.
Does it?
So if you
okay.
pick just one thing, then getting up at the same time regularly, including on the weekends, can actually go a long way towards keeping those clock mechanisms synchronized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Melissa, you seem to get up really early.
I get up pretty much every day at the same time, even on my days
and
off.
And so does my husband.
But a lot of times I'll get up and then, you know, I get up about 6 a.m. And then about 8 a.m. on Sunday, I might lay back down and maybe mm-hmm. not sleep, but I just kind of lay around, watch TV or whatever.
Not
we
me.
Need rest. You know, but yeah, I don't sleep in.
Rest and recovery.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely sleep in. If I've gotten myself in those rhythms, you're talking about the circadian yes. rhythms, I'm very clear in changing those. I know when it's happening. I'll go sleep later and later and later. I've got to sleep another 8 hours. And then if I go through that for a period of weeks, all of a sudden I'll have a day where I'm sleeping till noon and I've gotten 12 hours of sleep. And I cannot wake up to save my life until I'm done. You know, and my husband's like, what is wrong with you? Why are you sleeping all day? It's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to make up for that little sleep debt, but I am so sensitive mm-hmm. to that it actually drives me crazy because it really doesn't fit into a busy life.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
You know.
And for those of us who need a good deal of sleep, that is something to consider in terms of our choice of activities and giving ourselves some downtime. We
right.
tend to think that we can cram all of this activity into
It
the
looks
day.
Like we have a caller, Tracy. You want to answer a question?
Absolutely.
Terry in Southern California, you're on.
Hey, Terry.
Hi.
Hi,
hey,
Terry.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So I'd like to talk to Tracy if she's specializes in dreams.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
I was wondering, I often have dreams where I know I'm dreaming in a dream,
mm-hmm.
and I find that I can redirect the dream.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do that, too.
Yes, you do that, too. And
yes.
I've heard that it's actually a very good thing for your brain, very relaxing or very healing of some sort. And I was just wondering if, you know, what information you have about mm-hmm. what goes on when in the brain or what goes on in lucid dreaming.
Yeah, what you're describing is what's called a lucid dream, where you know you're dreaming while you're dreaming. And that term has been around for a while. Stephen LaBerge is a scientist, actually, who's been at Stanford for some years and established the Lucidity Institute, who's done a lot of research on lucid dreaming. And what we think is that when we're aware we're dreaming while we're dreaming, often that we can control what's going on in the dream or direct the dream. And In fact, those are two different things, two different skills, if you will, that can be developed. And very often we can practice activities in the dream that we would like to enjoy during waking. It can be very creative and fun.
Terry, can you hold on through the break?
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll get the rest of your analysis in just a minute, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Hold on.
All right, Tracy. I forgot what I was going to say.
Our phone number is 831-479-1080. Call us and talk about dreaming and sleeping. Is Terry...
Fresh seafood. Dad wants juicy ribs. Daughter wants Vietnamese noodle soup. And son wants a cheeseburger and fries. There's only one place to go. The Santa Cruz Diner. The Santa Cruz Diner is the one restaurant that specializes in doing everything right. All day and all night, Santa Cruz style. Each weeknight, the Santa Cruz Diner features mouth-watering dinner specials that will compete with your own kitchen. Listen.
Monday, it's salmon teriyaki with rice pilaf and sautéed green beans. Or Yankee pot roast with mashed potatoes and lots of vegetables for only $7.99.
Dinner specials at the Santa Cruz Diner are served from 4 to 11 p.m. and can sell out, so come in early. When you get hungry for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or midnight snacks, it's the Santa Cruz Diner. Children's menus and senior discounts of 15%. Go to the one restaurant that does everything right, the Santa Cruz Diner at 909 Ocean Street, Santa Cruz.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. If fear is preventing you from seeing the dentist, listen to how we've helped others with sedation dentistry.
Hello, I'm Pat. I've had probably 40 years of dental drama and trauma, and usually I would go in for a dental procedure only when it was an emergency. Probably had about a dozen different dentists. None of them were painless. I would quit. I wouldn't follow up my procedures, and it would lead from one disaster to another. I would highly recommend Dr. Peabody to anybody that has any tension or apprehension about a dentist. He's the man, and I'm a true believer.
We've helped hundreds of people wake up to a beautiful smile. Let us help you, too.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 457-0343. That's 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You, too, can wake up to a beautiful smile.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Youngevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Youngevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance?
And we are back. We're going to finish up our question.
Yes, we were speaking with Terry about lucid dreaming and the fact that we can be aware of dreaming while we're dreaming, and sometimes we're able to direct elements of the dream, which can be really fun, can be creative. Terry was also asking about what's going on in the brain during dreaming and during lucid dreaming, and in general, most dreams happen in what's called REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, which is one of two core types of sleep, the other being non-REM sleep, of which there are four stages. In any case, in REM sleep, which is when most dreaming happens, but not all dreaming, very important note, the brain is very active. It's highly activated, in fact, maybe even more active than it is in waking. And some interesting research has shown that in lucid dreaming, the brain is even more active. So you have a very activated brain and, in fact, a very relaxed body, because your body is effectively paralyzed in REM sleep. One reason it's called paradoxical sleep. So there are people who are interested in dreaming for its relationship with creativity, for the opportunity, again, to try new things in the lucid dream state that they wouldn't have tried in waking. Some of us, myself included, love our lucid flying dreams. Really love
to
fly.
Oh, yeah, love those. Love that.
In my dreams, and I've been struck with how many creative people have lucid dreams.
Yeah.
So there's some interesting work that's going on related to what the mind is doing, what the brain is doing in sleep and in dreaming.
Terry, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Terry. Another quick thing?
Yes.
About how would you program your dreams so that it's a very positive experience and perhaps enabling more creativity mm-hmm. in the waking state?
Generally setting an intention before you go to sleep of what you would generally like to experience during the dream state, and also reviewing your dream experiences and reimagining the positive experiences you would like to have in waking. So what you practice in waking can show up in your dreams, and giving attention to your dreams and writing them down and working with them can also reinforce.
Yeah, because sometimes what you've dreamt follows you, those feelings follow you the rest of the day.
Oh, yes, totally.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it'd be nice to know how to make that a positive experience. Well, thank you, Dr. Tracy.
Thank you. You know, I wanted to make a note about that. Sometimes if I have a difficult engineering problem here, mm-hmm. I think about it before I go to sleep. I had a real block about one of our automation systems here, and I read the chapter on the book, and then I put the book down and I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the night, I woke up and wrote down the solution because I dreamed how to fix it.
Wow, and did it work? And that's was awesome. It successful?
And when I came in the next day when I did it, it worked.
Great.
Wow. See, that's great.
Great.
But I don't generally remember any dreams, hardly ever.
Yeah.
Huh.
If I don't wake up and write it down, I don't remember them. Is that normal?
That's absolutely normal.
And Tracy and I talked about that today in the car ride over, actually, and I want her to go
I'm
into
I'm jealous
that.
Of people who remember their dreams
yeah.
a lot, because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
I do for like 30 seconds when I wake up, I might remember part of it, but sometimes
gone,
I don't remember anything.
Right. One of the critical things with dream recall is indeed to write it down, because they're very fragile. So unless you capture it in some fashion, you aren't going to remember it. So mm-hmm. you're absolutely right in there with the rest of the mm-hmm. folks. Your example about the creativity is very interesting. There's a lot of anecdotal reports of people who have solved problems in their dreams or in the transitional state between waking and sleep. So you and Kakula, who discovered essentially the structure of the benzene ring in a transitional state between waking and sleep,
oh,
you
really?
Have that in common with him.
Oh, wow.
And a number of other inventors.
Well, Billy's a genius.
He is a genius.
Yes, well, that's
so.
No, I'm not. I just remember my dreams. Hey, I dreamed it to work.
So I know we have another caller, but I think we're going to run off to a break. Is that right?
That's right. Abby, if you'll hang on through the break, you'll be up right after the
thank
call.
Thank you so much for holding.
Thank you.
Do you know what, Abby?
And this is AM 1080 KSCO in Santa Cruz, and we will invite you to call if you'd want to be part of the program today. We're talking about sleep and dreams and all sorts of things. 831-479-1080 is the telephone number. Grocery shopping the way it used to be and the way it should be, shop family-owned and operated Shopper's Corner at Brand Saforti and Soquel in Santa Cruz. Why? Give a listen.
I shop at Shoppers because I love the butchers. They tell me how much meat to buy and how to cook it, and whenever they tell me, it comes out fabulous.
I love Shoppers because it's got fresh things and a tremendous variety of everything, and don't forget those wines.
Well, you know, I really like the produce department. They really have fresh things and good prices. And, I mean, onions, 29 cents a pound, you can't beat it. So that's why I shop here.
I've been shopping here for almost 50 years. And they have the best produce in town. The people are nice. Do you know Gloria and Dorothy, the two of the checkers? I've known them for many years. It's just a fun place to shop. It's kind of hometown.
For meat, cheese, bread, produce, and the best selection of wine anywhere, shop Santa Cruz's oldest and friendliest family-run market, Shopper's Corner. It's the store with a wooden floor. Radio works.
Here's another example of a satisfied KSCO advertiser.
Hi, this is Dr. Brian Anthony of Cypress Chiropractic, 3051 Porter Street in Soquel Village. I've been in practice in Santa Cruz County since 1982, and I've been associated with KSCO now for the past 10 years, and it's been my pleasure to get the word out to all the listeners in the Monterey Bay Area about our health services. The efficacy of the radio program has allowed me to reach people that wouldn't ordinarily have been exposed to this healthcare service, and to educate vast numbers of the public successfully on an ongoing basis. I continue to reach people every time my call-in show is run, and people are always grateful.
Radio can work for your business, too. Call 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
Hi, it's Sophie Winnick. You know, I believe that strong immunity and wellness start on the inside. I have to tell you, I just don't get sick. I haven't for many years, and I have never had a flu shot. And I have four children. Well, I have to admit that sometimes I start to come down with something, but it never turns into anything. I do have a few tricks, like I wash my hands a lot, and I don't touch a lot of doorknobs. But really, I just take Youngevity supplements. They have so many ways to build up your immune system, like Ultimate Killer Biotic FX, CFX, OPCT, Colloidal Silver. They all strengthen your natural defenses, and I always have them in my medicine cabinet. For more info, call me at 335-3216, 335-3216. Email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com or check out vitamingoddess.com.
Back, we have Abby on the line.
Yeah, thanks for holding, Abby. We appreciate it.
Abby,
are you there, Abby?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. You have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know if it's possible to get too much sleep. I'm also somebody who feels the need to get a lot of sleep, and you see studies around, like, if you get, you know, more than 8 hours of sleep a night, or if you those kinds of things, you're more likely to come down with certain health issues and that kind of stuff.
Well, the health issues. It's actually if you do not get enough sleep that you suppress your immune system functioning. So a couple things that happen. One, cortisol level, which is the stress hormone, goes up if you don't get enough sleep. So you're actually more likely to become ill if you do not get enough sleep. The potential issue with getting too much sleep is that if you overrun your typical sleep pattern, you may disrupt those circadian rhythms once again and confuse your body, if you will, your body and your brain, about whether this is a time to be awake or asleep, and give yourself then this sense of being in the twilight zone. So the issue there is twofold. One is, are you keeping regular sleeping waking times so that those circadian rhythms are synchronized and not disrupting those? And two, are you getting in general enough sleep so that you function well, feel really good, positive mood all throughout the day?
Yeah, I do. And I graduated from college a couple of years back, and I just remember for about a year after I graduated needing to sleep about 9 hours a night.
Mm-hmm,
and I kept on telling everybody I'm catching up.
Yes, you absolutely were. You were probably paying back a sleep debt, a significant sleep debt that you had acquired throughout your college years. Students typically function with a very high sleep debt.
Yeah.
Right. Okay,
Amy,
great. Thanks.
Abby, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Abby.
Thanks a lot.
We have
next?
Another call, Tom, on Highway 17. Now, he's on Highway 17, so.
I hope you're not sleepy. Hey, Tom.
Not anymore. Thanks. I keep having a reoccurring dream about the service. Let me just put it this way. I was in the Marine Corps, and I got out in 96. Got out honorably. And I keep having a reoccurring dream about being plopped right back in there, and it's usually on a Sunday night, you know, like, you know, because, you know, I have to get ready for a run. I have to iron my camis. I got to do all these things. And it's like I have this anxiety trip kind of going through my head. And it's a reoccurring dream. I know I can't run like I used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not quite as squared away as I used to. But I keep being plopped right back into this, back into the service again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really get what's going on. other than the fact that I'm just not quite up to par as I used to be.
When you say not quite up to par, are you speaking of the running, your running ability?
Yeah, my exercise routines I used to be in.
Marines are in pretty good shape.
Have you had this recurring dream since the surface?
Yeah,
or is this recent?
No, it's gone on since, I think it's gone on since I pretty much stopped running. So maybe
you need to get back into running.
Oh, I see. Okay. So recurring dreams are fascinating. And, of course, on one end of the continuum is the recurring post-traumatic stress disorder nightmare, or post-traumatic stress nightmare, where a person basically has the same dream of a traumatic situation over and over and over with slight variations. And then that goes all the way down back to just a generic kind of benign, non-troubling recurring dream or element of a dream. It sounds like what you're kind of in the middle there a little bit, if there's anxiety and also perhaps some stressful elements from the war experience that you had. One thing that exercise does is it reduces our stress level. And so it might well be that there's some correspondence for you between the level of stress or anxiety that you experienced during the day and the likelihood of having this sort of heightened anxiety dream in, you know, during sleep that takes you back into your military experience. So it may be that the exercise is really important in general for reducing anxiety.
You should start exercising.
Go back to exercise.
Try some yoga.
Good idea, Tom.
Yeah, try some yoga. Call
Yoga's
me up.
Yoga's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in this dream, and I have this terrible feeling knowing that I'm not going to be able to run run that I need to do on a Monday morning or that kind
yes.
of thing. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just kind of a panic kind of a feeling, and I'm realizing, you know, I haven't got my camels pressed. I haven't got all these other things done.
You know, I have a similar dream once in a while, Tom, and so does Don Husing. We have these things, what everybody in radio calls a radio dream. And the radio dream is all based on the fact that you can't, remember the call letters or every time you start a commercial, it won't start. Or they're like performance dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that kind of what you're
doing? Yeah, that's what you're doing, yeah.
We all have our version of the performance anxiety dreams,
right.
And it does
absolutely
make you wonder about one possible role that dreams have in helping us prepare for challenges that we're about to face in our waking life in a way to sort of de-escalate that anxiety, if you will.
Hey, but, Tom, I'm up on time. We've already gone past the break time. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, we'll be right back on Radiance and Chocolate. If you want to call in, we have quite a number
of
callers. But give us a call if you want to get in. We have one line open at 831-479-1080. We'll be right back.
Radio works. Here's another example of a satisfied KSCO advertiser.
Hi, this is Dr. Brian Anthony of Cypress Chiropractic, 3051 Porter Street in Soquel Village. I've been in practice in Santa Cruz County since 1982, and I've been associated with KSCO now for the past 10 years, and it's been my pleasure to get the word out to all the listeners in the Monterey Bay Area about our health services. The efficacy of the radio program has allowed me to reach people that wouldn't ordinarily have been exposed to this healthcare service, and to educate vast numbers of the public successfully on an ongoing basis. I continue to reach people every time my call-in show is run, and people are always grateful.
Radio can work for your business, too. Call 831-475-1080. That's 831-475-1080.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Youngevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Youngevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance?
We're back, and we have a full board. So
wow.
Our next caller is Rich in Santa Cruz. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I know Stephen LaBerge. I met him one time. I don't know him, but went to a lecture and actually wrote a screenplay on that incorporates lucid dreaming.
Oh, fabulous.
So this is kind of a loaded question, and I just want to get your take on it. OBEs versus lucid dreaming.
Hmm.
You know, in, you know, physical, metaphysical, whatever. You know, how can you comment on the differences?
Well, we're moving into an area that's really outside my expertise, being that I'm a scientist, and that the study of out-of-body experiences is really more in the domain of parapsychology. So
yeah, but my experiences are, and what I've read, is that OBEs kind of happen in a transitional period between wakefulness and going to sleep.
I would say that that's true.
Okay. So,
with my experience.
Yeah. And they, usually you get a strong vibrations and maybe, you know, hallucinatory, auditory, you know, noises. And they can be quite frightening. So I was wondering if you could comment on those.
Again, that the out-of-body experiences is really not something that is in my domain. Now, with respect to lucid dreaming, on the other hand, there is clear evidence that lucid dreaming, awareness of dreaming while dreaming, occurs during sleep and during REM sleep.
Yeah.
And not so much in, it's quite possible to be aware in the transitional state between waking and sleep. And in fact, the Tibetan dream yogic tradition has as one of its objectives the retention of general awareness or consciousness that one takes into the sleep state, retains in the sleep state, and then brings back into the waking state. That's one of their objectives in developing those skills. But I think that most people would suggest that lucid dreaming, people in this area anyway, would suggest that lucid dreaming and out-of-body experiences are different. And
yeah, I've never been able to quite get. I've called a couple of times and had the opportunity to talk to a couple of people on the radio talking about lucid dreams, and I asked them about OBEs, and they kind of, say what you say.
Well, it's a pretty specialized field.
Okay. All right.
You might want to try. There are several radio programs that deal with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can think of one on this station
Art
at night.
Bell.
Art Bell, Coast to Coast. Yeah.
Art Bell. Yeah.
And really, he has a lot of experts on that sort of thing.
He does.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot, Rich. Who we have
up
next?
Let's go to Bill in Gilroy. Bill's been on for quite a while, about 12
minutes.
Oh,
thanks for holding, Bill.
Yes, thanks a lot. I have a terrible problem with insomnia, very difficult getting to sleep. I've been on a sedative, mild narcotic called triazolam for several years to get to sleep. I've tried, kind of all the traditional kind of herbal things, melatonin, everything. I understand insomnia is almost epidemic in older ages.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be 60 next year.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever run across anything that really licks insomnia?
Well, you've asked one of the $64,000 or $64 million questions. There's a lot of research going on now about insomnia, and you actually noted one of the key issues. As you know, baby boomers, we get older. As we age, our sleep becomes more fragmented, and we get less what's called slow wave sleep or the deep sleep. And that's one reason why we feel that our sleep is less satisfying, is because it's lightening up. Whether or not we actually need less sleep as we get older is actually quite controversial. Many people say we don't need less sleep, we just get less sleep. So our sleep does become more fragmented, and we have a sense of waking up more during the night and perhaps having what are called premature awakenings, where you wake up in the middle of the night and then are awake for a period of time and then have difficulty getting back to sleep. And that is not, I guess there's a kind of good news, bad news, which is that that's not at all unusual and is
in certain respects, a function of the aging process, although there are individual differences there. So some people never have a problem with their sleep throughout their lifespan. Others, particularly those who have generally less sleep, they've had less sleep throughout their lifetime. So, you know, 4 or 5, 6, 7 hours has been their typical amount of sleep. They have very often difficulties with insomnia. And one thing just to keep in mind is kind of making peace with that as a lifestyle. What you describe is something my father experiences, and many people in the age group, even the very elderly, it's even more dramatic. The couple things that you can really do to increase the likelihood that your sleep that you get is really good sleep is to regularize as much as possible the time to bed and the time to wake up, and to engage in relaxation activities, whether, you know, yoga or meditation, or especially aerobic exercise early in the day, which both decreases cortisol stress and also increases relaxation and the likelihood that you will be able to relax and fall asleep when it's time. So those several things can be very helpful.
And also, shouldn't you create a surrounding in your mm-hmm. where you sleep? It should be a comfortable surrounding.
Yes, there are things we call them sleep hygiene habits, and so things that you can do to
promote. You certainly don't want like a window shade open where you have like a street light coming in and stuff like that.
Right. So dark environment, mm-hmm. quiet. Associating your bed only with sleep.
Right, and not watching
sex.
Television.
A lot of people need to take their TV out of their room.
Right.
And you know, and that's a hard one for a lot of guys.
Yeah. Right.
And all the electronic equipment beeping and doing all these little lights at night, I find that I have a particular problem with that.
Right. We generally need some transitional time between
and
our
waking
activities.
And even having a ritual, a bedtime ritual. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To help prepare
not only
you.
For children.
Yes. And, you know, having done all of those things, you know, even then, as we age, we do have this lighter sleep and often more awakenings. You're probably getting more sleep than you think you are. But that period of time, if you have during the night when you're awake, making peace with that in some fashion, whether it's getting up and out of bed and doing quiet but reflective kinds of activities or reading. My dad, for example, he just figured he had this period of 3 hours in the middle of the night that he had to make use of.
Right.
But he just started in with the encyclopedia with A, and he's worked his way through the encyclopedia. He's now at, I don't know, U or V by now.
Wow.
And he uses that reading as a way to just kind of keep himself active in his mind, you know, kind of low level activity. And then after that period of awakefulness has completed, then he's able to go back to sleep. When one reason you have that wakefulness in the middle of the night is you've reduced your drive to sleep enough that when you wake up because of the insomnia or whatever the trigger is that wakes you up, you have enough of the drive to sleep reduced that it's more difficult to go back to sleep at that point. So you do have to rebuild that sleep drive a bit before you can return to sleep. So in a way, you're getting two periods of sleep. And that's fine. You know, that can be fine, just making peace with the fact that you have sort of two periods that you sleep as opposed to one concentrated period.
Hmm.
How's warm milk do?
Warm milk is good. You know, tryptophan is very good. Eat
some jerky.
So is your challenge getting to sleep in the first place?
Excuse me?
Is it getting to sleep in the first place that's a challenge for you?
Yes. Not so much waking up. Well, it's hard to say because I'm using an artificial sedative in effect to go to sleep and have been for several years, only because in order to be alert to perform at work, I was not getting a decent night's sleep at all and had to go to that. I don't really like it.
Have you been assessed for sleep apnea?
Excuse me?
Have you been assessed for sleep apnea where you have...
You don't breathe right.
You have trouble sleeping and breathing at the same time, which you can know, or your partner could help you know whether you have sleep apnea if you have very loud snoring and then there's all of a sudden you stop snoring and then...
That doesn't seem to be a problem.
Okay.
I'm just, my mind won't shut off.
Right. Meditation.
Yeah. So building that transition in between your waking and your sleep activities and the exercise once again, and also hot shower, hot bath will mm-hmm. raise your body temperature, and then it will decrease rapidly, and that will help also promote sleep onset.
And make sure you're getting enough calcium. I find that that helps too.
Or watch PBS. All right. I'm just kidding, Bill.
Hope that helps you fix
that, Bill. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I feel for people who can't go to sleep, and I'm one of them. Sometimes.
Yeah, I used to be one of them. I'm doing much better now.
It's funny, you know. I think I for a while after my mom passed away, I was suffering from like post traumatic stress because she died, and I gave her mouth to mouth and. Until the paramedics got there, you know, and then for a whole year after that, every time I close my eyes, this picture of my mother's face would come in.
Right.
It's just like,
so that's the only time you slow down long enough to let those thoughts back in.
I guess. It was horrible. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. We'll be back in a minute here on Radiance and Chocolate.
This house ain't grand, but for sure it's mine. It's a beautiful driveway for which I pine. I want a thrill when I park my ride. Give me a driveway that's smooth and wide. My neighbors are jealous, I'm happy to say. Granite Construction made my day.
Our little vineyard is a ton of fun. Seems there's always a job to be done. Now it's time to build that retaining wall and a whole lot of earth to haul. Granite Construction is our go-to crew. Granite Construction, thank you.
My corporate project has got me in a sweat. If I really make it happen, that raise I'll get. It's big and complex, but I can't get uptight. Just got to be sure it's on time and done right. So I went and got the best I could find. Granite Construction, that's project peace of mind.
When you need to find the poetry in a job well done, call 1-800-GRANITE. For construction materials and private and custom jobs of any type, Granite Construction, what can we build for you?
Hi, it's Sophie Winnick. You know, I believe that strong immunity and wellness start on the inside. I have to tell you, I just don't get sick. I haven't for many years, and I have never had a flu shot. And I have 4 children. Well, I have to admit that sometimes I start to come down with something, but it never turns into anything. I do have a few tricks, like I wash my hands a lot and I don't touch a lot of doorknobs. But really, I just take longevity supplements. They have so many ways to build up your immune system, like Ultimate Killer Biotic FX, CFX, OPCT, Colloidal Silver. They all strengthen your natural defenses, and I always have them in my medicine cabinet. For more info, call me at 335-3216, 335-3216. Email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com or check out vitamingoddess.com. And we're back, and we have a caller that we want to make sure we get to. Who is that, Billy?
Mick in Costa Mesa.
I was too far away to see your name, Mick. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the call.
I'm glad we had time. So what's your question?
Well, it's a very interesting subject for me. I've been doing lucid dreaming since before I knew it had a name, probably 10 years old or even earlier. And I find, it's kind of curious, one of the most surefire ways for me to induce a lucid dream is to talk to somebody about it that day. If I explain to somebody, a coworker or someone at a party, what it is, and people always are interested in knowing, I find that almost 100% of the time I'm going to have a lucid dream that night, to the point where if I find that I want a lucid dream, I go out and find somebody to tell them about lucid dreams.
That's great. Lucky.
That's great. That's great. Well, what you're describing too is true of all dreaming, really. When we give our attention to our dreaming experience, then, and a particular quality of our dreaming experience, which is what you're describing, our dreams seem to be very responsive to that. Now, lucid dreaming is a skill, and clearly you've developed it to a very high level. And perhaps everyone can develop lucid dreaming skills, perhaps not. But one of the best predictors is whether we recall our dreams and whether we attend to our dreams and whether we talk about the dreams and whether we set intentions for our dreams. And so it's clear that you've developed a strategy for inducing lucid dreams, which includes putting attention on it and talking to people about it. Can you actually set an intention and dream what you intended?
You know, I've never tried to do that, but maybe I'll do it today. I figure because
there
I'm talking to you guys about it now, I'm almost certain going to have one tonight.
Email us at sophieandmelissa@hotmail.com and let us know.
Have a nice flying dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. There's nothing in the world like flying and knowing that you're perfectly safe in your bed. You can do anything you want, fly anywhere you want. It's just a very freeing experience.
One time I flew to Catalina Island.
Nice.
It was great.
I bet.
Well, I'll try to have an intention for tonight, and I'll let you know if it works out.
Yes, and let us know where you fly to.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Costa Mesa, I wonder if he was listening on the transmitter or on the Internet.
Probably on the Internet.
Forgot to ask him.
Yeah, probably on the Internet.
Hope it was on the transmitter.
Yeah, that would be good. Where do we go down to Bakersfield? So where's Costa Mesa from that?
I think that's down
it's
there
in
by
Orange
Long
County.
Beach.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's way
probably
down.
Probably the Internet then.
Oh, shucks.
So, Tracy, do you have any contact information you want to put out? People want to...
Oh, no, I'm...
Or you're just
fungible, Santa Clara University.
Take your class at Santa Clara?
Yeah. Department of Psychology, Santa Clara University.
When's your next class start?
Well, sleep and dreaming is just wrapping up. I'm actually grading the final exams and papers right now, but not till next spring. But
okay.
I am involved in research actively, and we're working as we speak.
Wow, that's
great.
Neat.
We'd like to have you back.
We'd like to have you back.
This is a huge subject.
I'd be delighted to come back.
So we probably will do that.
Yeah, and you're around. So are we ready for wrapping up here?
Well, let's throw out our MySpace, myspace.com/radiance and chocolate.
Yeah, we'll have a little blog about it. We'll put a summary up at the show, and you can comment and see what we're about and see what we all look like.
Give us future ideas for future shows.
Absolutely.
We can have Tracy back.
We get a lot of great ideas from people we know, and we want some more from our audience. So, long on.
Sounds like we could do one on public health and
absolutely
sleep.
On drowsy driving.
Drowsy driving would be awesome.
We'll do that another time. So, are we ready for?
Yes.
I have a great quote for today from Conversations with God. Some of you are walking in wakefulness, and some of you are sleepwalking. Yet, all of you are creating your own reality. Creating. Not discovering.
That was good.
That was a good.
So with that,
there's actually a couple of theorists, Jung included, who suggests that one function of dreaming is to dream ourselves into the future.
Oh. Wow.
Cool. That it's a perspective function, possible selves.
Wow.
Love it.
All right. So with that, taking a deep breath, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, purple energy running up the midline of the body, and green energy illuminating the heart chakra. We are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
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 All right, that's our program for today. Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. Nick Belyach is coming up next. Hang on. AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 1 o'clock and time for Fox News to bring us up to date on what's happening in the news. And then Nick Belyach is on the way. It's 2 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady. A mother's anguished 911 call.
She's here alone and she's gone. Her car's here.
Who's gone?
my daughter.
Patty Porter, horrified to find her 2.5-year-old grandson home alone, her pregnant daughter missing Friday morning in Canton, Ohio. Fox News Radio's Lisa Carton here live with the latest.
Authorities suspect foul play. 27-year-old Jesse Davis vanishes from her home. Her 2-year-old son left alone amid toppled furniture and a pool of bleach on the floor.
When the mother arrived at the residence Friday morning, she couldn't locate her daughter but found her daughter's 2-year-old son, Blake Davis, in his room. The house showed no sign of forced entry or that a struggle ensued.
Deputy Sheriff Rick Perez, investigators trying to piece together what they can from Jesse's young son,
whom stated that mommy was crying, mommy broke the table, and mommy's in rug.
The FBI also involved in what's still being called a missing persons case. Lisa?
A 4-year-old girl swept away by floodwaters in northern Texas. The girl torn right out of her mother's arms.
We've had rain for the last 2 or 3 days, and overnight a very, very intense thunderstorm moved across that area.
Assistant Emergency Medical Coordinator Keith Wells in Fort Worth. 2 deaths reported in all. Muddy waters flooding a handful of towns, forcing some rooftop rescues. U.S. cash could soon be flowing to the Palestinian government again, now that President Abbas has kicked Hamas out.
The president pledged the full support of the United States for the new Palestinian government.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice announcing the U.S. is lifting its economic and political